はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、のりこです。
Peter here, and we're back with another edition of Survival Phrases. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Lanin, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, as promised, we are back with Noriko. Hey, Noriko.
Hi, Peter.
How are you today?
Good. Good, I guess.
Come on, don't guess. You know you're good. You look good. You sound good. You're doing great.
Thanks, Peter.
Okay, so Noriko, last week, Sakura and I talked about banks in Japan, because when foreigners come to visit Japan or when they move to Japan, banks play such an important role in everything they want to do. Now, when you were in Canada, wasn't the bank your lifeline?
Yeah.
You're so convincing about it. So today we're going to have part two of the bank series. Now, since last week, we've gone and we've done a lot of research about what's going on at banks, and we got some really, really useful information for you. So today, in addition to some phrases, we're going to provide you with this information. And we hope that this helps your trip and your move here work out all the smoother. Okay, so without further ado, let's get into today's first phrase, which is...
お金を買いたいのですが。
I'd like to exchange money. もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
お金を買いたいのですが。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
お金を買いたいのですが。
Now, what we want to do is get into some details of this sentence. Now, what's the first word in there? Money.
お金。
Break it down.
お、か、ね、お金。
And the word for money is actually?
金。
But it's much more polite to say?
お金。
And the prefix O is just honorific. Next we have?
買えたい。
Break it down.
買えたい。
And one time fast.
買えたい。
Now this phrase means...What, Noriko?
Want exchange.
The grammar behind this is a little beyond the scope of this lesson, but this means...
Want to exchange.
And next we have...
のですが.
Now we've seen des many times before. Now the が, this is when you want something, you add が to soften your request. So it's just a very polite way to say, instead of I want to exchange money, it comes out, I'd like to exchange money. And this が acts as a softener on your request.Okay, so can you give us the expression one more time?
お金を買いたいのですが。
Now, we had a long debate whether to introduce this one to you or not, but in the end, we decided to. While it is more complex, it's also more correct when you walk into a bank, as opposed to the phrase we introduced you to last week, which is...
円に両替お願いします。
Now, this phrase is perfect for when you get to the counter. Once you get to the counter, this is the correct phrase to use.But when you first walk into the bank and you're looking for where to exchange the money, you're better off using
お金を買いたいのですが。
You'll actually use these two in sequence. So when you first walk into the bank, you would say
お金を買いたいのですが。
Once you get to the counter, you would say
円に両替お願いします。
Okay, and with this 1-2 combination, you can get all the money you need. Right, Noriko?
That'd be nice.
Okay, yes, Noriko. We need more than just the words. We need the actual money, but the words help too, right? Okay, a few things about exchanging money at banks. I went into the bank and I was doing some research. And what I found out is that you cannot exchange money before 10 a.m.
Really?
Yes. And why do you think this is the case, Noriko?
I have no idea why.
What the bank guy told me, the bank guy, I'm sure he has a better name than that, maybe manager, but for our purposes, the bank guy, he said that the exchange rate comes in at 10 a.m.
Ah.
So before that, yes, they can't exchange the money for what I hear. So if you're low on cash and you're thinking, I'll get to the bank at 9 a.m. and exchange money, think again. 10 o'clock is where you want to start. So very, very important. Now, we did some more research.And the bank that I went to today, I went in and asked, can I exchange money? And they said, I can, but they only take...
US ドル。
もう一度お願いします。
US ドル。
And this is...
American dollars.
Yeah, they only take American dollars. So if you got euros, if you got Canadian dollars, you're going to be out of luck in some banks. Again, if you're heading to the bank, just keep this in mind. Now, I'm sure there are banks out there that take different currencies, but you got to make sure, okay? If you're coming from somewhere besides the US, please check around and find out which banks are going to work out for you. Now, we have another very important thing that we'd like to share with you. Noriko, where do you think the best place to kind of do banking in Japan for foreigners coming to visit is? Which financial institution gives foreigners the best option?
Mizuho Ginko.
Which is?
Mizuho Bank.
Not Mizuho Bank. One more time, try again.
UFJ.
UFJ? Not UFJ. The best option foreigners have out there is actually the post office.
Ah, honto?
Honto. This kind of boggles my mind. Now, the post office, which is?
Yubinkyoku.
And we actually introduced this about 2 episodes ago, is actually one of the best financial options for everybody out there. Before you come to Japan, please verify. Please make sure that you can use your banking card at post office throughout Japan. But in many cases, you can actually withdraw money from the post offices in Japan with your banking card. And you can actually get money from debit cards. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. I was shocked when I heard this. And not only that, how many post offices are there in Japan, Noriko?
Counting millions.
Well, don't know if there's millions, but yes, there's a lot. Well, enough that you can find one on every corner. So I went there today and we got a telephone number. So if you're heading towards Japan, we're going to have this number up. And this is actually an English speaking hotline. And you can call to see if you can use your bank card there. So after you call the number and you verify that you can use your card, when you go into the post office, you're going to want to ask, is there an ATM? So Noriko, how do we say in Japanese, is there an ATM? Well, actually more than where is, first we should ask, is there an ATM? Okay, so how do we say, is there an ATM in Japanese?
ATM wa arimasu ka?
Mou ichido onegaishimasu. Yukkuri onegaishimasu.
ATM wa arimasu ka?
Mou chotto yukkuri onegaishimasu.
ATM wa arimasu ka?
Okay, is there an ATM? Now, after you ask this question, we need to know the answer. Now, there's 2 possible answers that they can give us. One is?
Hai, arimasu. Hai, arimasu.
Mou ichido onegaishimasu. Yukkuri onegaishimasu.
Hai, arimasu.
Or?
Iie, arimasen.
Mou ichido onegaishimasu. Yukkuri onegaishimasu.
Iie, arimasen.
Okay, now, in the case they have it, which is?
Hai, arimasu.
You then want to ask, where is it?
ATM wa doko desu ka?
Mou ichido onegaishimasu. Yukkuri onegaishimasu.
ATM wa doko desu ka?
Okay, where is the ATM? And in the case they had it, we used?
Hai, arimasu.
Okay, break this down.
Hai, arimasu.
And one time fast.
Hai, arimasu.
Yes, there is. Okay, and where is it?
Doko desu ka?
Now, the possible answers are here, there, and over there. Right?
Right.
Okay, so how do we say here?
Koko.
Now, we introduced you to the words here, there, and over there, but in this case, it's polite Japanese since they're running a business. So, what we're going to do is we're going to give you the possible answers in polite Japanese. Okay? So what's the polite way to say here?
こちら.
Break it down.
こちら.
One time fast.
こちら.
There.
そちら. そちら. そちら.
Over there.
あちら. あちら. あちら.
So let's do a little example. So I call up the phone number on our site to see if I can use my card overseas. I ask them the questions. They tell me yes. And we don't need the Japanese for this because the number we're giving you is the English hotline. So we talk to them. We find out everything. Then we get here. I go into the post office. So I need to know, is there an ATM? And where is it? So I go in and I say, すみません. ATM wa arimasu ka?
Hai, arimasu.
ATM wa doko desu ka?
あちらです。Okay,
now Noriko will give you the whole conversation and I'll give you the translation. Here we go.
すいません、ATMありますか?
Excuse me, is there an ATM?
はい、あります。Yes,
there is.
ATMはどこですか?
Where is the ATM?
あちらです。
It's over there. Okay? And it's that easy. And once you get to the ATM, they have a little button. Punch it for English and work your way through. Few more things that we'd like to point out. If you're running low on money, you can actually use your credit card to get money at a bank. Did you know that, Noriko?
Yes, I did.
Wow, that's impressive. I didn't know that. I just found that out today, going around to the banks and asking them.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, if we want to get money from our credit card, we can go into a bank and we can say,
Withdrawal お願いします。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
Withdrawal お願いします。
Okay, and this means withdrawal, please. And if you go into a bank and you say this to the bank manager or the person in the uniform who we talked about last time, they'll take you to the proper counter. You can also say,
クレジットカードで withdrawal お願いします。
And this might be a little bit better. Withdrawal with the credit card. もう一度お願いします。
クレジットカードで withdrawal お願いします。
Can you give us first word, withdrawal? Break it down.
Withdrawal. Withdrawal.
Withdrawal. How about credit card?
Credit card.
Break it down.
Credit card. Credit card.
Okay, we're out of time. That's going to do for today. We hope these banking tips helped you out. And best of luck.
Good luck.
See you tomorrow.
また明日。